Hello, Noel Davidson from Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, ministering locally to the body of Christ and sent to the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I welcome everyone throughout the world, wherever you're at, getting this broadcast. We broadcast 10 hours a week live stream out of this place. Thank God. The world is in such a mess that unless the church stands up and obeys God, the devil will take the world over and the human race will die and be lost and all go to hell. You notice you triumph in the praises of God. People think it's strange that this ministry ministers daily, but if you read the Bible, you'll find out they ministered daily themselves, daily, and they taught and preached Jesus from house to house daily. Well, I want to say also to all my friends in Zimbabwe, we're back on live stream there, or on live stream, we've been there all along, now steady for Sarah and all the people with him are receiving this ministry, thank God, and they're being blessed. I want to encourage all of you to tune in. Tell your neighbors. Water of Life Ministry with Noel Davidson is back on live stream in Africa. 10 hours a week, thank God. Well, we want to continue on teaching in the book of Hebrews. Bob Carpenter will be reading for me. And a reading from the second chapter of the book of Hebrews. A powerful chapter. We'll finish this book probably, I don't know, 13, 15 hours. And then we'll move on. We're ministering like we did back in the early 2000s before I started traveling and praying for America. In 2003, 2004, I ran into, engaged some wicked principalities and powers in America, and darkness hit this ministry and scattered people who had no heart. They're described in the parable of the sower that when the affliction and persecution came, they were offended and said, goodbye. That's what they did, because they didn't have a heart. Oh, pardon me. All right, Bob, you ready to read?
Yes, sir.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Amen.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Look, listen to this. Therefore, referring back to the first chapter, ministering angels, ministering to heirs of salvation. Thank God, talking about Jesus. But this second chapter is an amazing chapter. It says that we should give heed to the things that we've heard, lest we let it slip. In the margin of many of your Bibles, maybe yours, Bob, I don't know. But it says in the Greek, that what they had in them leaked out. Does anybody have a Bible with that in their margin? What?
Leaking vessels.
Leaking vessels. Yeah, thank you. Leaking vessels. We had a lot of them throughout the world listening to our ministry and being ministered to. When the power of darkness hit my ministry, you better know, those vessels became leaking vessels. And they lost everything they had. They returned back to the world. You see, you people don't believe I say, you people, you denominational people, do not believe that you could lose your salvation. You don't believe that. You've been lied to. But if you read the book of Galatians, which we have taught from recently, you'll find out that people that went from the gospel to the law lost their salvation. They backslid. They're not saved. But it's not too late to turn back to Jesus, to turn back to the gospel. And I preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many of you, the gospel, the power of God, your salvation leaked out. You became leaking vessels. Thank God. I want to encourage you. Repent and believe this gospel that we're preaching. Next, Bob.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward.
That which was spoken by angels was the law, the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Let's start with that verse again so they'll hear it, because I've learned by 40-some years teaching the Bible, by experience, 30-some years in public ministry, that people don't pay any attention to what you say to them or what they read. So let's go back and start not at the beginning, but about the Ten Commandments.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward.
Notice that every transgression received a just recompense of reward. Next, go on.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
How shall we escape? We escape if we neglect so great a salvation. How shall we escape? That's a warning. That's scary. That says you can backslide. That says, no, once saved, not always saved. You've been lied to. You've been lied to by evil spirits from pulpits. Evil spirits, men and women, and all they're looking for is a crowd and an offering. Get that straight. How shall you escape? You won't, if those under the law receive recompense, a reward for their transgressions. How do you think you're going to escape by not obeying God, and allowing your vessel to leak? Leak out. You're no longer saved. That is scary. I know America doesn't believe this. Hey, I was raised in this country. Born and raised. And I've been at this a long time. But those of you that think you got saved at some crusade or some altar that you're cool and you can commit any sin you want to, and as often as you want to, and just say, I'm sorry, and it'll be okay, you are foolish people. Really, you don't know what the word says. So how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Read that again, Bob.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord?
The salvation was spoken by Jesus Christ. He came into Galilee. preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Mark chapter 1, 14 and 15 tells us this. He came in saying, repent and believe the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thank God. Now, we're still preaching this gospel. And we're preaching it with power. And you need it today worse than you've ever thought you needed it. Let me tell you something, folks. You don't have to listen to me. Turn on the news and find out what's going on with health care in America. Find out. You're going to see the worst tumult and turmoil you've ever seen in our country. Next.
And was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
Preached first by Jesus and confirmed unto us by them that heard him. That's been going on for years. Confirmed. They wrote it down. It's there. Luke, the physician, said in his epistle that he wrote, the book of Luke, he said he had perfect understanding of all things from the very beginning. Next.
God also bearing them witness.
God bearing them witness with what?
Both with signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders. You know, God still does that today. He does that through my ministry. He's been doing this through this ministry, which has been public since 1980. Now, he did this way back in 72 when I was a practicing veterinarian. God bore witness to his word by healing people, healing horses, doing miracles, and because I believed the gospel. Thank God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So God bore witness to what Jesus said, what the apostles and the early church taught by showing signs and wonders to everyone that could see them. Next.
And with divers miracles and, and gifts of the Holy Ghost,
right,
according to his own will.
Now, gifts of the Holy Ghost, nine of them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, gift of faith, working of miracles, gifts of healings, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Nine of them. If you don't see that in your church, then your church is not preaching the gospel. If you don't see that in your church, then your church does not have Jesus Christ ministering through it or to it. Amen? Next.
For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak.
Go ahead.
But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
What is man that thou art mindful of a man? Next.
Or the son of man that thou visitest him.
Oh, or the son of man that thou visitest him. Man would be us. Son of man was Jesus. Next.
Thou madest him a little lower than the angels.
God made Jesus a little lower than the angels. Next.
Thou crownest him with glory and honor.
Crownest him with glory and honor. He was a man like you and I. Next.
And did set him over the works of thy hands.
Set Jesus over the works of God's hand. He is Lord of all, King of kings, Lord of lords. He's over all of God's works. Thank God. All these works are the Father's. They're not the Lord's. They're not ours. They are the Father's. And Jesus is Lord of every one of them. Next.
Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet.
God has put everything. That's you. That's kings. That's presidents. That's all governments. All powers. All principalities. All rulers of the darkness of this world. And spiritual wickedness in the high places. He has put all of that under the feet of Jesus. Next.
For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him.
Is that cool?
Amen.
He left nothing. You know that means you. You know that means you. Did you know that means you? God has put under Jesus everything and to be in subjection to him, and that includes you. That includes the government of the United States. You haven't seen anything, Washington. I've been preaching this gospel to you since 1980, publicly, and you've ignored it, along with the Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Church of Christ, and what have you. You've ignored it, and now you're reaping what you sowed. Get that straight. You've not seen anything. If you think things are bad, watch what happens in a few weeks and months ahead. Next.
But now we see not yet all things put under him.
We now see not all things put under him. Next.
But we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels.
But we see Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Jesus, we see him. We see Jesus, made a little lower than the angels. Next.
For the suffering of death.
He was made lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Next.
Crowned with glory and honor.
And was crowned, and still is, with glory and honor. Next.
That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
That Jesus, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Every person, male, female, adult, child, he would taste death for all. Didn't miss one. Didn't overlook anyone. He died for you. Not only did he die for you, but he went to hell. Not only that, but he was raised again the third day for all of us. The resurrection power. He raised man up with him and seated man with him in heavenly places. Thank God. Far above principality, power, might, dominion, things that come, things in this world, things in heaven, and things under the earth. Amen. Next.
For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things.
It became him. For him are all things, and by him. He created everything. Next.
In bringing many sons unto glory.
This is great. Bringing many sons unto honor. Many. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, he brought many sons and daughters unto glory. Thank God. Thank.
To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
Look at that. This is beyond anything that men could ever think of. He made the captain of our salvation. That's Jesus. He made the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. Oh, you heretics that preach Jesus was not a man, but was God, that's heresy. That's heresy. And I've rebuked you more than once for it. And not only do I rebuke you for it, I reject you for that lie. Not that I reject you, don't want you around me for that lie he made. Jesus, the captain of our salvation, perfect through what he suffered. Through what he suffered. Paul wrote to Timothy that if we suffer with Jesus, we will also reign with him. That's part of walking with Jesus. You know what suffer means? To be tempted. Oh, if you're sick, you're suffering with sickness, but you don't have to keep it. No, you don't have to keep it. God will heal you. Healing was made available to every man when they were raised from the dead. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he raised us with him and healed the entire human race, if we believe. So, Jesus was made perfect. The captain of our salvation made perfect through suffering. Then,
for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one.
He that sanctifieth is Jesus. They that are sanctified is us. And though all of us are of Jehovah, one. Next.
For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
For which cause? Sanctified. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. Next.
Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee.
I'll declare thy name in the midst of the brethren in the church there will be praise. That's Psalm 22. Next.
And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same.
Is that wild? Yeah, the children are all partakers of flesh and blood. Jesus also partook of flesh and blood. Is that not amazing? Why, you heretical teachers that teach that Jesus was God when he walked on this earth, how will you ever escape the damnation of hell when a man died for you, was buried and went to hell and rose again for you, and you say he was not a man? He was your substitute and mine on the cross. We should have been put there and died and was buried and gone to hell, but we had never got out. But he got out. Why? Because it was ordained to God. And he was our substitute. He received on the cross what you and I should have received, but we haven't. He did it in our place. Next.
That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
You see that? Through death, that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus destroyed the devil's works through the death, burial, and resurrection. Next.
And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
You know, a lot of people have been fearful of dying from the day they were born. Afraid to die. Well, Jesus Christ will deliver you if you believe this night, no matter where you're at, from the fear of dying. And you know what that is? That's a bondage. Father, in Jesus' name, loose them from that fear of death, that spirit of fear of them dying. Loose them now in Jesus' name. Thank God. Next.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
He took on him the seed of Abraham. That's us. Next.
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God.
Did you see that, hear that? It behooved Christ Jesus to be made in all things like his brethren, so he could be a merciful high priest, ours. Would you please, Bob, read that verse again?
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God.
Merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God. Next.
To make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
There you go. That's what he died for, buried, went to hell, rose again, to reconcile us back to God because of the sins that separate us from God. The sins of the people separated from God. And he was our substitute. And thank God he suffered by our sins, and so he could reconcile us back to God. Next.
Last verse. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted.
Get that? He himself has suffered being tempted, just like us, tempted. That word succor or succor is come to their aid. He's been tempted every way. And when you're in temptation, and you think you can't make it another moment, another step, just remember this. There was a man named Jesus. And he was tempted every way that you could be tempted. And overcame all the temptations. And you know what? He knows you. His eyes is upon you. And he will come to your aid. If he doesn't come, he'll send an angel. And that angel will have the anointing and the authority that Jesus carries. But if Jesus has to, he will come himself. Now, is that not a merciful and faithful high priest over the things of God? I don't know that I could say any more except let's worship God.